Speechification is back. No, it's not. It's not at all, actually, but listen to this anyway. I'm Steve, one of the Speechification radio nuts, and really overcome by melancholy at the loss of my regular curatorial fix, I've been going back through the Speechification archive. In the 3 years we ran the site, we posted between us, that's Russell, James, Dan, Bobby, Rue, myself, a couple of others, well over 400 programmes from around the world, principally the BBC, RTE, ABC, NPR, CBC Canada, all the three-letter national broadcasters, in fact. And there were some podcasts and some smaller stations too. And this obviously constitutes a substantial archive. And I'm not proposing that we do anything in particular with that archive, although we probably should. But anyway, I've started with a simple thing. I've made a montage of clips from every program in the archive. And after I shut up, you'll hear the first part of this montage, which is clips from 100 programs, from Small Press's Big Ideas, a program presented by Phil Jupitus from December 07, to Telly Savalas and the Quota Quickies, which was about those short movies you used to ignore at the cinema in the 70s, which went out in April 08. And they're in strict podcast order. So if you were a subscriber to the podcast, you'll have heard them in exactly this order. So you'll be able to tie them in to the archive. And I'll finish this process in three more parts. I haven't done them all yet. It's quite arduous. And I'll publish them all here in the podcast for those of you still subscribing, which Feedburner suggests is still a reasonable number. And I'll also put them up on the blog at speechification.com, where you might be listening to this now anyway. And I'll also put up some links there to some other things that each of us are doing now. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
I think you do have that courage, I'll use that word instead, as it's Radio 4. But this is how we do it.
So where do you put everybody up, though, when they come to the Brecon Beacons?
If you look at this player's screen, while he's flying his character through this insane cavern full of oversized mushrooms.
Paige Turner, chair, pianist, all disappearing to the left off the stage. Oh, dear.
Once she's been out for 2 or 3 weeks looking and hunting around, the edge of the wings get quite tatty.
Oh, no. Failed again.
He said, Black Sabbath.
Blimey, I got into trouble this morning through being a gentleman.
Design, good design, architectural design.
So the answer is an emphatic yes.
So I just smiled and nodded.
Everything all right? Everything all right. Okay.
These enormous, hugely powerful machines that take the human body and throw it around the globe.
Not least because she was tired of listening to Groucho's Gilbert and Sullivan collection every night.
The hefty, wailing Viking soprano with blonde braids and horned helmet.
We hand back personal monitoring badges, shoes and coveralls and wash our hands.
Some of us, Mr. Gatler, have found time to grow up.
I've been busy.
So better football is played when there's political stability.
And he said that was like throwing three pickled onions into a thimble.
Augustine doesn't actually say quite that, but he is indiscreet and imprecise and enthusiastic in a way that you can be when you're talking to a few of your friends.
And did he come in wearing it, or did you plant it in his lapel?
The children are nice, so I'm not lonely.
You know what I say to them when they bring up Jesus? I say, let me tell you something. Jesus has nothing to do with this case.
A professional soldier, he joined the army to escape the 1930s depression, working with the pre-war horse-drawn artillery.
Science fiction fandom existed before science fiction existed as a term. It predated that.
He would sit and listen at night and thought that he was hearing messages from Mars.
We had a contract with Life magazine, so there was always a life reporter and a life photographer in the house, too.
Now the smoke and the tear gas is so thick, one simply can't see the other side or can't see what's happening in this battle.
So many people who actually have returned from abroad, they always have the same complaints, how difficult it is to come back to Finland because it's so homogeneous in terms of culture.
This is disconcerting. You're actually putting your hand, I can put my hand here, into the North Sea with the water drained away and actually put it into the landscape.
Well, it's like the widespread diffusion of the idea of stardom and fame used at a more modest level, a more sort of accessible, anyone-can-do-it level.
Daily Express. Beer scourge. 550 more cases reported yesterday.
I think it's a very English film, and I think that his conception of Lawrence as a largely repressed homosexual who does what he does because of that, I think it's a very English point of view.
When I was very young, I had a brother who died. I've had a lot of relatives who've died.
A couple of them followed me up into the Kosciuszko high country.
Perhaps I can illustrate best the idea by quoting something that was said by a German writer much earlier in the century, when he made the statement that if Aristotle had been an American Indian, he would have produced a completely different philosophy, simply because he spoke a different type of language.
Now we can also intervene to improve ourselves and our children through the use of pharmacology. So doping in sports is an example. This can be successful. The Ritalin and Modafinil examples are...
We're actually in somebody's front room now. The telly's going full blast.
Unlike most US sitcoms, this was full of bitter, backbiting, vain, insecure people.
So I told him that I wanted an extension stage thrust out.
But I have to qualify this report, if only to take account of such a scene as the one in Ulysses, the second chapter, where Stephen helps the boy, Cyril Sargent, with his sums.
And it seemed to be a lament for Czechoslovakia and an apologia that the Russians had done this.
We used to have pictures every week, sometimes twice a week. We'd all be in the hall watching a picture, and all of a sudden somebody would come in the front door and say, "It's on."
One of those voices says that their train set is broken, and here's the man who says it.
Basically, it's just a way of sort of like relieving a little bit of tension up here. And the only reason I say it is because management told me I can't say it.
You've got two things going on there. One is a sort of Thatcherite music of conspicuous consumption, Duran Duran and Wham. And the other is a sort of suburban cardigan-wearing defeatism.
Mr. Glenn Gould on Petula Clark.
Lincoln is not the most classically beautiful face. I mean, he has a very bizarre face. And, you know, he was held in such esteem.
And this is Vladivostok Station.
In the middle of it, when my hands were nicely covered with chemicals, I heard my wife calling. She said, "Do come here," she said. "They're playing something of yours on the radio."
The vast majority of them said it was more likely that Linda is a bank teller and a feminist.
I can tell you there are much more interesting places to put those microphones.
Across the car park, to a ladder, over the wall, into the military premises, where we could discharge a firearm without breaking the law.
I'm using science fiction as a pair of oven mitts to handle a contemporary reality that's actually too much for most of us.
We must remember what happened after World War I.
And it's very much a young man's performance.
One, two, one, two.
The lung sponges, the stomach sac, the bowels, sweet and clean.
Coming in from King's Lynn, you see to either side, looks absolutely fantastic.
Through desires of unquiet love, the soul can win no repose.
Angry woman, hey, when was the last time you pined for me?
People just go, oh.
Yeah.
So he drives a taxi.
Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we start a month of production in the Netherlands.
Have you ever spoken to the mother and the grandmother again?
Little sliver of silver moon and the dying embers of the sun over there in the east.
The fudge you begrudge, the pies you despise, the salads you couldn't give a toss about.
Half an hour before midnight, my phone went.
Then you get this result, and a lot of screeching and creaking and groaning and bashing noises emanate from the conflict between the two.
And I think the real difference is
responsibility.
That's the outlaw spirit I'm looking for. Something different.
Abbey Man also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a police detective called Kim Kojak.
Mixing it.
I've got here two plastic bags from supermarkets. You're sort of familiar with that noise. This is also a polythene bag that makes a very different noise.
The sort of girl I like to see smiles down from her great height at me.
Dawn tonight faces its most serious cyclone threat for years.
The man is selling dehydrated water. All you do is add water. Brilliant! I mean, you can't get a better product than that.
It rains.
But why is all the fun happening in tiny type at the foot of the page?
Halfway through the piece, things almost seem to match up again, but don't quite. And then it slips off again into wildly clashing rhythmic structures.
And what that means is the causal direction is unknown.
So why didn't Washington regard widespread European nationalization as a worrying shift to the left?
Also, there's an incense burner here. Interestingly, a Rubik's Cube as well.
Good morning, Mimsab.
Named after the Ethiopian capital city.
If she looked saintly, there was also something experienced about her.
But squid have no bones, just a soft, gelatinous body.
And we used to gather once a week in one of the pubs and talk about our plans for conquering space.
I know one farmer who calls his sheep Sean, his chick Ken, and his cow Pat.
Caring for caring. It's sort of about caring and love as much as anything else.
So, Mitch, tell me, how long have you been in space?
I've been asked if I carry arms 6 times and searched for them 2x.
We are alive to the imagination and the possibility we will continue to invent the future.
There were 632 characters, and of these, only one was of foreign extraction, and he was a Mexican with his moustache tied to some railings.
The two countries strive toward the establishment of a multilateral world through constant strengthening of bilateral cooperation.
The city clerk anxious to exchange a high stool and a hot, dusty office for a little campaigning with Garibaldi.
Yes, I can see how this could become quite addictive, Dave.
And for a derisory fee, I have to sit in the middle listening to that.
I'm down on the key, I'm down into the Viennoi on the south side.
1,400 people come to work to the magnificent modern civic offices in Guildhall Square.